Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 35th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Tommy Wirkola and Noomi Rapace, director and protagonist of Seven Sisters, What Happened to Monday. So, first of all, how do you feel about this title that we gave in Italy, Seven Sisters? Because I felt the film as a tale of sisterhood and love more than an action thriller, but I was wondering your opinion about that.
Well, I know we have different opinions a little bit on that one. I like Seven Sisters because that's what I always said to everyone when I was talking about it, because in me, I was carrying seven souls, seven hearts in me for, I don't know, I think it was a year and a half from the point when we started working on the script until the finish. So for me, it was always Seven Sisters. So I don't mind that title. I kind of like it.
But it's a nice title, but I do prefer What Happened to Monday just because it's just more mysterious. It's more unique in a way. But both good titles. I can live with both.
But in terms of being about sisterhood and love more than an action thriller, what do you think? How would you describe the film?
I think it can be both. I mean, what we wanted to do was make a film that had action elements and thriller elements, but that had a really emotional core. I was a big fan of Paul Verhoeven growing up, and to take kind of that, what he was good at was action and world building and that kind of stuff, but we put more heart into it. And we really had an emotional story anchoring the whole thing, and the plan was to make great action and thrilling set pieces around that.
One of the great things about the film is that even the typical rules of the action thriller, especially from the audience point of view, don't apply. I mean, you don't know if you get attached to a character and then suddenly you can't. And then there are so many turning points, so many cliffhangers. So how did you work on that in terms of acting and directing?
It's very strange to die several times in the movie and still be there. It's very strange to react to your own death. There was one day where I died in the morning and then I was reacting to it in five different ways. And in the end of the day, I came back to the hotel and I was so tired, I couldn't even speak. I had no words left and no emotions left. I was just totally empty. So it's the strangest and most, like, the hardest journey I've ever done. But also, I loved each one of them very much. And it felt like it was very heartbreaking for me when one died. And to stay alive and knowing that she was gone, it was very strange.
And I think from a film perspective, when you see it, like you said, to keep the audience guessing, and I think that was part of the fun. You don't know who's going to make it, and that makes it different because you get attached to these characters, and some of them, the idea was you get your favorite almost. I like Wednesday, or I like Saturday, or I like Tuesday the best, and then some of them will not survive, and I think that gives the film an extra edge. Yeah.
How much did you work together on picturing and trying to imagine the background and the personality of each sister?
Very much. We worked very close throughout the whole frame, from the beginning to the end. It was very much, we were a team. And we both felt that it was really important to make the sisters very alive and real. And I think it's, they came out of me. We had work sessions and I was doing a lot of press, and while I was talking about them, I kind of realized that I was like, they're all me, and there are like different chapters in my life. I've been like each one of the sisters. So it's very personal, and some of my friends say, oh, you're totally Saturday, and some say, oh, no, you're Thursday, no, you're Wednesday, and my mom says, like, she's always just like, oh, you were like Friday when you were like this age, and I was like, so then I kind of started realizing that it's me. It's just more extreme versions of me.
What we talked about really early on, before we got to that point even, was that, it's a film, you have 2 hours, and you have to establish seven protagonists in a way. Mm. And so how can we do that without, it was a balance, not making it too cliche, or running into cliches. And you know, in the beginning, you might think, oh, yeah, she likes sports or she likes partying. But the idea was always, as you got to know them more, it's not like that at all. They all have secrets. They all have different sides and hidden sides to them. And they all have stuff that really makes them human. And that was a fun thing to come up with. And how do we can unravel that, those things as we go along?
And in terms of, like, doing the actual scenes, I mean, I was wondering with body doubles and special effects, how was it? Because they were, like, for me, it was, like, even hard for me to work, yes, to look at it. I was tiring. I mean,
yeah. The first 8 weeks, it was just me, like, in the studio, in the apartment where they lived, and there was no other actors. Like, when Glenn Close, no, Willem Dafoe came first, and I was like almost like in tears, you know. I was like, stay, can you add more scenes, like, because I was craving, I was like so starving to work with actors, because, you know, I had, sometimes we had doubles that did, you know, when we did like over the shoulder shots and stuff, but a lot of times, you know, it was me alone, or it was like a green screen with marks and tennis balls and stands, you know. So it was very...
What about the fight in the bathroom?
Yeah, that was so... I had an amazing stunt girl that... And we were rehearsing a lot together because she had to move like me. And her name is Susanna, and I adore her. I did two movies with her. We did a movie together in Prague before. So I knew her quite... She did Child 44 with me as well. So I knew she kind of... She was studying my movements, and she copied me very much. So... First, I played everything from one sister, and then we changed, and I did it from the other. But it was very... And when you work, you know, I'm friends with Tom Hardy, who did Legends when he played two brothers. So two characters, pretty easy. But when it's like five in a room or six in a room, and you have to... I had to ask you, remind me, how was I standing when I was Tuesday? Because you have like a body language as yourself... that I didn't want to fall into when I got tired. I was like, I need to keep it sharp, and I need to really define the sisters sharply. But we were reminding each other, and we used all techniques you could ever imagine, I think.
Yeah, no, it was just the fight stuff. It was a lot of fun, obviously, but it's also, like Yumi says, how can we make them instinctive in their action as well, in their fights, in their running, in the way they fight. I mean, that was a lot of fun to come up with. How Saturday fights compared to Wednesday, compared to Thursday. So yeah, it was tough on Numi, no doubt. I mean, she was you were pretty exhausted at the end there, and it was you know, we ended the whole shoot ended with Monday versus, well, not to reveal, but, no. The whole shoot ended with two sisters against each other, and that was really tough, you know, after 90 days of shooting to end with a big fight like that. But yeah, it was, you know, Numi trains a lot.
I was very bruised. Some days I could hardly walk. My body was a mess.
I have one very last and quick question. I was talking with a lot of directors that chose to have strong female protagonists as their lead in the film. And one told me that it was like at first they experienced that, and they found out that it wasn't only working better to have a female protagonist, but it was also working economically. Speaking. So, what do you think? Because I heard that you changed that. At first, it was supposed to be seven brothers.
Yeah. Well, sorry, so, I didn't understand the question.
This director was a female director. She said, "Okay, at first they tried to, you know, they thought, well, let's try to have more films with strong female protagonists, and then they found out that it was also working at the box office." Sorry, yeah. Okay. At box office. Yeah, it was also making you money, so it was both things. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about what fits the story, I guess, and the characters. And to me, again, I don't know, when I read it, I just thought of Numi and Making a Sister straight away, because it was written for brothers when I got it. And I just thought the differences between the sisters would be more interesting, and I think part of me also maybe... In a sci-fi action like this, and you've seen, even though there's different sisters doing the different action bits, you've seen that with men before, and it makes it more vulnerable somehow, or fresh, or dangerous with a female protagonist. Perhaps that's part of it, but to me, it's just, It was simply from a character point of view, and from Numi, I know I'm going to nail it, you know.
But to see girls fight is more fun, maybe.
Totally agree. Thank you so much, Tommy Rickle and Numi Rapaz, director and protagonist of Seven Sisters, What Happened to Monday. This is Chiara Nicoletti for the 35th Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.